Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
I've had to change my appointment to give blood a few times in these past few weeks. I think we all understand the situation. You book the appointment quite a while in advance, and then life crashes in on you. And while you can try and juggle dates, something's got to give, and a choice has to be made. It becomes a matter of priorities. And that can be a tricky one because, depending on those priorities, one might applaud and agree with the change or go, tut tut, disapprovingly if the priority was deemed unworthy. We all know, I expect, those who commit to something while being on the lookout for something better, just as we know those who, if they make a commitment to something, will do it. Try and do it. But in the sense that nothing is a foregone conclusion, and in the spirit of James chapter 4, verses 13 to 15, whereby we are reminded that we are not God, but rather that we should still plan our future, but do so in recognition of what the Lord wills, commitment is still important. We should do what we say we will. That can be our aim, until something happens and we have to consider what to do. One of the values in the Sea Cadets that unit padres are expected to teach is commitment. I have taught it to the new entries more times than I can remember. Nevertheless, I can tell you that when we talk about what commitment might look like in real life for a cadet, I will get a series of, but, and, what if? The young people often boisterously agree or disagree with the suggested courses of behaviour, and key priorities emerge. Friends, mostly. And also grandparents. They certainly can impact a cadet's life. One of my goals is not so much to give them a law answer, a must, but to get them to see the relationships they're in, and how they can be committed to them all in appropriate ways. I think that is how we all live, and should live, according to our relationships, family, friendships, neighbourhoods, sport or clubs, employment, citizenship, and also one's personal philosophy or code or faith. When they compete for our attention and time, then our priorities come into play. The word priority is not in the English Standard Version of the Bible, and my guess is that it is not in many English language Bibles. So I wonder how we would answer the question, what are God's priorities? How we answer reflects our views of God and perhaps our relationship with Him. For me, in Advent, I am drawn to the God who keeps coming towards us, not with a big stick or in wrath, but with the priority of life, that we live, and live well. Jesus said, life to the full, in John chapter 10, verse 10. The story of the Old Testament is God seeking to come to His people, dwell with them, and bless them. But they keep running away, or driving Him away, or simply rebelling. The story of the New Testament shows more of God's priority, you and me, and we should live with Him, as we encounter Jesus, the Word made flesh. The story in the Bible is the story of our sinfulness, where we are our own priority, and the account of God's priority, where we are His priority. God's priority is best seen in Jesus coming to us, and His faithfulness, even on a cross. And when people know, believe, trust, and live aware of God's priority, look at Jesus, that does indeed shape how we live. Yes, our priorities. Today, tomorrow, and for all the days to come. Let us pray. Stir up our hearts, Heavenly Father, to prepare the way for Your only Son. Help us by His coming to serve You with pure hearts and minds. We ask this through Your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.